The Sheep Pig, written by Dick King Smith and read by Stephen Thorne.
In the farmyard, Fly, the black and white collie, was beginning the training of her four puppies. For some time now, they had shown an instinctive interest in anything that moved, driving it away or bringing it back, turning it to left or right, in fact, herding it. They had begun with such things as passing beetles, but were now ready, Fly considered, for larger creatures. She set them to work on Mrs. Hoggett's ducks. Already the puppies were beginning to move as sheepdogs do, seeming to creep rather than walk, heads held low, ears pricked, eyes fixed on the angrily quacking birds as they manoeuvred them about the yard. "Good boys," said Fly. "Leave them now. Here comes the boss." The ducks went grumbling off to the pond, and the five dogs watched as Farmer Hoggett got out of the Land Rover. He lifted something out of a crate in the back and carried it into the stables. "What was that, Mum?" said one of the puppies. "That was a pig." "What will the boss do with it?"
"Eat it," said Fly, "when it's big enough."
"Will he eat us?" said another rather nervously, "when we're big enough?"
"Bless you," said his mother, "people only eat stupid animals like sheep and cows and ducks and chickens. They don't eat clever ones like dogs."
"So pigs are stupid," said the puppies.
Fly hesitated. On the one hand, having been born and brought up in sheep country, she had in fact never been personally acquainted with a pig. On the other, like most mothers, she did not wish to appear ignorant before her children. "Yes," she said, "they're stupid.